Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Good afternoon, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our noon market report. There's been a lot of frustration from ranchers and landowners in recent years as federal land management agencies have rolled out new rules that seem to advocate for preservation of the land and not active management. Leslie Allison, CEO of the Western Landowners Alliance, says keeping working lands in production promotes landscape health as well as rural economies.
It is very frustrating, actually. There's a really prevalent mindset out there among some environmental groups that non-use is the best use of any landscape. And we go out in the field with scientists, and you can dig up soil samples, and you can study plants in areas that have been put into non-use and plants that have been, you know, managed under good grazing. And there's a marked difference in many cases with much greater plant health and vigor and better soil health on the lands that have been managed. But well-managed rangelands not only support our ecology, they support our food system, our national security, they support jobs and rural communities. If you shut down the working lands today, none of us would survive.
Now, Leslie did tell me that they seem to be moving the needle with NGOs and some federal agencies who are recognizing the value of grazing and active management, and that allowed them to slow down the 30 by 30 plan and make agencies consider the role of working lands in conserving resources. Well, in the recent acreage report, USDA said that farmers in Montana and North Dakota are making a big investment in pulse crops. Chickpea acres are up 39% from last year in Montana at 234,000. North Dakota chickpeas up 145% at 54,000. Lentil acres in Montana are up 66% as producers respond to the increased price, planting 650,000 acres. North Dakota lentils up 50% at 140,000. And dry pea acres in Montana up 7% at 610,000. North Dakota dry peas up 15% at 310,000.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
Molson Coors held their Barley Field Day near Bighorn last week, celebrating growers and getting their executive team in the field to see the challenges that farmers face. Brian Earhart, the chief supply chain officer for Molson Coors, told me why they felt it was important to get their corporate leadership out in some Montana barley fields.
Yeah, we brought a lot of our team from Milwaukee and Chicago out here to actually understand and learn what goes on in producing our great barley. You know, we've had a barley program and research program going with growers for almost 80 years now. But as we have new people coming into the business, we want them to understand exactly what it takes to produce that great barley that allows us to brew the great beers that we have. And you grow some great barley here in Wyoming and Montana. And we're proud to partner with growers here throughout this region.
And the North Dakota State University Hettinger Research Extension Center will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony and tour of their new livestock facilities next Tuesday at 3 p.m. They'll also hold their annual field day tour looking at different trials and research happening at the center. And the Dickinson Research Center will host two field days next week as well. July 9th will be the agronomy field day and the 10th will be livestock focus. Both field days start at 9 a.m. Cattle Country Video will host the High Plains Showcase video sale from Laramie, Wyoming on Tuesday, July 2nd at 9 a.m. The sale will be held at the UW Marion Rochelle Gateway Center, offering just over 31,000 head, 28,000 head of yearling steers and heifers with 2,200 calves and 110 bred heifers. View the sale and bid online at Cattle USA, and the sale will be broadcast live on YouTube. That's Tuesday, July 2nd for the High Plains Showcase video sale. For more, visit cattlecountryvideo.com. A somewhat bearish start to July for the cattle futures, although I think it's mostly to do with a rather quiet holiday week and uncertainty about what the market will do as we move deeper into the summer.
Fundamentals have been very positive with tightening cattle numbers, strong local auction and cash-fed cattle prices, and unseasonably strong beef values. The dog days of summer, though, typically see weakness in beef demand and cash cattle, so a return to the seasonal trend isn't exactly a cause for concern. The cash market was higher last week with live deals from 190 to 200 and dressed 310 to 317. In the futures today, August live cattle dropping $1.07 to 184.35, October at 184 even, down 87. In the feeders, the August contract, $1.97 lower at 257.32, September at 257.95, down $1.70. The market for weigh-up cows was steady to a shade lower at Torrington Livestock, still a big offering with most of the cows 142 to 148, top of 154. The bulls sold from 165 to 175, a high at 183. Nice showing of feeder cattle with some heavy 8-weight steers selling at 252, 5-weight heifers ranging 280 to 310, light 7-weight heifers 260 to 268, and the 8-weight heifers 230 to 235. And mostly weigh-up cattle at St. Ange Livestock selling on a steady market. The cows from 140 to 148, heiferettes selling 174 to 209, and bulls 150 to 178.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded a great early summer special with over 24,000 cattle, record-breaking prices. Our next sale is the Summertime Classic, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. If you'd like to be part of that sale, get a hold of us before July 5th to be part of that catalog. We can do the filming anytime over the first part of July. Get a hold of us before July 5th. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com or call 866-616-5035.
The wheat market got caught up in the corn sell-off Friday and moved lower despite a favorable acreage report that saw total wheat acres below expectations and down 2.4 million from last year. Now, better-than-expected yields could still push wheat production higher, but the wheat futures are recovering today. Spring wheat leading the way higher today with the September contract up 14 cents at 627, December at 645 up 13. KC Wintery for September 9 higher at 595, December up 8 pennies at 611. In Chicago, September soft wheat at 585, that's up 12 cents, December 11 higher at 608. Corn still falling, July down 3 3/4 at 393, September at 402 down 4 3/4, and August soybeans 9 1/4 better at 1142. And wrapping up with the opening cash bids from Portland, 12 Pro Hard Red Winter Wheat 9 to 12 cents higher from 640 to 649, 14 Pro Spring Wheat 14 to 15 better from 687 to 703, soft white wheat ranging 615 to 6 1/4. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.